Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Might be the greatest song ever written right there.
Wait, you said that about that song, The Whiskey, My Whiskey. I like my whiskey neat. You said that earlier at 5:30 this morning.
All right, I take that back.
Did you think it was
this
the same
one right
song?
Here is the best one ever.
Did you think that was the same song as The Whiskey Neat?
Yeah.
No, this one's about...
No, it was too sweet.
Neat.
Too sweet. Remember I said it was the greatest song? Big mistake. This is the best song ever.
Okay, anyway, but that's not about whiskey. That's like... Like, that's a bad one. About
need
like,
a favor?
Never mind. Anyway, can I tell you something?
Wait. So the song's about bad things?
But I thought it was, I like my whiskey neat.
Yeah, too sweet. That's a good song, too.
Did they say sweet, not neat?
I think it's sweet.
Yeah, it's too sweet.
Yeah. Crap, I think I've been saying neat.
It's too sweet. That's why I kept saying too sweet. That's good song, too.
I think I've been saying neat.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why I couldn't follow you.
I know you couldn't. It's on me.
I'm like, well, what are you
talking
about?
But that's like that Jamie's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one? It wasn't Jamie's got a gun. I thought it was, they were singing Jamie's kind of dumb.
All right. Well, Jelly Roll, that's a good song.
I have to tell you guys something. So my friend, she works downtown, and she said that she just wants all of you guys to know that she was leaving like the kind of the Castle Pines area, and it has taken her 2 hours to get downtown.
That's a long time.
On
2 hours?
I-25 North.
Yeah.
Yeah, from which is, I think Castle Pines Parkway is like the first Castle Rock exit-y thing. It's not even Castle Rock yet. And then it's 2 hours.
20-minute drive, normally.
Yeah.
I would guess somewhere
in that
area, right?
2 hours.
2 hours. Wow.
Yeah, on I-25 North.
We can see I-25.
And I-25 North, I have to tell you, is stopped. Dead stopped. Yeah. And so it sucks. So maybe take the side roads. The other thing, I was showing BJ. So you know how like somebody requests your friend to be your friend on your DM? You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, they just request it because we have mutual friends in common. Can I give all you men some advice? This guy is very good looking that he requested me to be a friend.
He is a handsome guy.
Yeah, right?
He's and he's probably, I'm guessing, late 50s, maybe?
I don't know how old he is.
That's what he looks like to be, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say more younger 50s, but...
Could be.
That's
could be.
Just me. Anyway, so he's really good looking, right? But he has his shirt off in his profile picture. Who does that? Now, look, I know he has a great body and stuff, and maybe he just wants all of us women to be impressed. But ew! You don't make that your profile picture?
Wait a minute. What's wrong? I mean, the guy's got a good body,
he
it
does.
Looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only see him from top of the chest up. But, I mean, he no fat on him, that's for sure.
I know, but...
But ew. Why not? Why not?
Would you put as your profile picture your shirt off?
I had Preparation H in my picture. What do you think the answer
is? I don't know.
I literally mow my front yard with my shirt off.
Oh, don't do that.
And Frog, he's 6 years old. He's out there with me with his shirt off.
No, don't.
Yeah,
no.
We're looking like a couple of hillbillies in the neighborhood. I like it.
You can mow your lawn in the backyard because you have a fence with your shirt off, but don't do that in the front. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. No, not my in son, the neighborhood.
My son got sent home at 6 years old from the neighbors.
I think my neighbors enjoy it.
Wait, are you lying? Do you really take your shirt off?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Oh, I've done it several times. Yeah.
No.
Why?
That's so...
To get sun. To get sun.
No, you need... Listen.
It's hot summer. You're mowing the yard.
Well, do it in the backyard, but not the front. Yeah. Don't do it in the front.
Don't tell me how to mow my yard.
That is nasty.
I used to do it in the back. No, don't.
Well, he has a big fence. He has a big fence that nobody can see in the back. Yeah, but the front, no. Back, yes. Wait.
I used to.
That's like my whole thing.
I think part of it is when I was like 15, 16 years old, I used to go around mow yards.
Uh-huh.
And I would do it for the church, especially.
With your shirt
and
on?
They had a big yard. Yeah. And I'd mow with the shirt off.
And they didn't come out there and tell you to put it on?
No, church wasn't in session.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still church grounds.
No.
Yes.
No, they would never say a word to all I'm saying. Now, I don't know what the rules are with other churches, but our church, no. I mean, we're talking in the backwoods, okay?
Right.
Middle Tennessee.
I will tell you two things. First of all, and I look, I kind of like, you know, I scrolled him just to see what's going on with him. And he does fly fish and all this stuff. So he's like an outdoorsy guy, like I like. That's cool. But something about the shirt off, it's just like, ugh. It's
drives
just
you.
A total turn off.
As
your profile picture?
I would, if I had been flipping through or going through Facebook and I saw this, it wouldn't even, I wouldn't have really an opinion. But now that you've shown it to me a couple of times and you've explained your side of it, I kind of see what you're talking about. I mean, that doesn't stop me from doing it in my front yard mowing the yard. But
my son was sent home at 6 years old from the neighbors. And I said, he walks in, I go, buddy, I thought you were over at Blank's house. And he goes, they sent me home because I'm not wearing a shirt.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. They're the lovely Mormon family, but I think it's like a Mormon thing.
Yeah.
And out of respect. And I go, and I said to him, I said, okay, well, you know what? We probably should have been more respectful. And from now on, when you go over there, you need to wear your shirt.
Huh.
That's a little, well, I guess, it's Mormon. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
who am I to judge that? But I will say this, that for a Facebook picture, yes, because it's out for the world, okay?
Like,
and you're also, you know, you want to try and invite people in. I mean, he's trying to be your friend, for example. Now, if I'm in my yard, knowing all the neighbors, and, you know, I don't think it's a big deal.
You know what my profile
Facebook,
is?
Facebook, I get what you're saying, Jamie.
My profile picture is a cub bear pushing a trash can. Because they know it's trash day in my neighborhood.
Yeah, those are some good bears.
Dude, I just showed BJ in my neighborhood on our neighborhood thing. There's two bears, and they literally know it's trash day on Thursdays.
Yeah,
they're always on Thursday. They come around.
That's when they come around.
That's some city bears.
Yeah, it is.
No,
yeah.
No, there's a difference. You have city bears and you have country bears.
Yeah.
You got country bears out there rubbing their butt against a tree looking for some food, scrounging.
I thought they were looking for toilet paper.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
That might be a commercial I saw. You might be right about that. I just, for some reason, that came to mind. But then you have the city bears. I'm driving up Hampton. This is just a couple of days ago. There's a bear literally sitting on a bench smoking a cigarette.
I'm going home.
Yeah, I think it's about that time.
Bye, everybody. You are so dumb.
Smoking cigarette.
What was he doing?
Smoking.
He was a bear.
Legs crossed. Like this.
Crossed.
Look at this.
And he was smoking a cigarette.
He was reading the paper.
Look at this, Jamie. Jamie, look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.